from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Meet or on the rocks. It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
All right, so we talk Major League Baseball in the Sports Bar. We bring in one of our favorites with some Rochester in his DNA, host of the Barreled Up podcast, an Odyssey exclusive in the free-to-download Odyssey app, Ball Cap Sports on YouTube. It's our buddy Jim Riley. Jim, the timing of you coming into the Sports Bar, I mean, you got to talk some Yankee fans off the ledge. Are things going to get better for the Pinstripes? Because they are struggling right now. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm better than the Yankees are at the current moment. Yeah, no, it's been a challenging couple of weeks. Would you believe it's July 10th and the Yankees have one win this month? Not something that we maybe thought we would see with how this team started out. But there's just – I'll put it this way. If you're going to have the pillars of the house sort of fall out of place, you'd rather it happen in late June and early July than in September, because that's really what's happening here. It's kind of a complete breakdown across the board.
Yeah, I remember having an off-season conversation with you, and it was about Brian Cashman. And, asking him, and this is the annual thing, all right, is he coming back? Should they make a change? And your quote, I remember, like, no, his last name should be Steinberg, right, at that point. Should Aaron Boone's last name be the same as well? Because if there was any team, and again, I'm comparing this to yesteryear, but is there something to be said for considering a change off of Aaron Boone?
So I shameless plug moment here. I was talking with Bob Nightingale about an hour and a half ago on a latest podcast, Barreled Up. It's available now. Bob and I dive into trade deadline, and we talked about hot seats. We talked about – I started the conversation with, if the Dodgers don't win the World Series, is the hot seat for Dave Roberts going to be too much? Is he gone? And Bob said no, shifted the conversation to the Yankees and it being Boone, that if the Yankees don't win the World Series this year, Bob Nightingale is a firm believer that Boone will be, it'll be the hottest seat in baseball if the Yankees don't win the World Series with this team and everything they put into it, with the transaction they made, with going out and getting Juan Soto. It's all in. Cashman will be fine. Boone, if they don't win it, could be the guy. But right now it's not Boone's fault. The team batting is not what we had expected it to be, or what we saw it be. The pitching is really the culprit here, and Boone's not out there throwing the ball. Boone's not out there giving up the home runs. I mean, this team over the last 2 weeks has given up the most home runs in baseball. Given up, not hit themselves, but allowed. Bullpen's getting bombed. Carlos Rodon is getting bombed. Luis Gil is not as good as he was to start the year. Stroman has been struggling. So keep the ball in the park and let some of these guys settle down again, this is the time. If you're going to go through some struggles, now is a good time to do it, not later on in the season.
I'm going to push back a little bit, though, Jim. I mean, you know, as a casual observer of the Yankees, I'm not the hardcore fan that's watching every game every night and being critical of every – in hindsight being 2020, it's easy to second-guess the decision. But Sunday night, Hill looked dominant. He looked good. He looked like Louis Hill of earlier this season. You bring him out maybe an inning more than you needed to bring him out, and that's when the bomb happens, and you end up losing that game to the Red Sox on Sunday. And that I put on the manager. Is that the manager saying, no, I believed in the guy at the time, and he was pitching well, and we thought – but you kind of tell at the end of that previous inning, like, yeah, he's probably done.
Yeah. There are those types of decisions happen nightly across the league for different managers, and – you just hope that it's something that is not a regular occurrence. You could certainly, that is Boone's fault, leaving his guy out there, putting his pitcher in a position to fail. And that's what you want your managers to put all your players in a position to succeed. So you can point the finger there, but there are instances across the board, across all teams throughout the league, that those things happen. And yeah, I mean, it falls squarely. I think, though, at the end of the day, like, Boone will make it through the season. Boone's not going to be, you know, any sort of midseason casualty. His job's in trouble at the end of the year if they're not hoisting up the trophy after the final out is made of the final game. That is what is ultimately going to matter to Yankee fans, is do we win this thing? If we lose a game on July 10th, I'm frustrated. But there's going to be hell to pay if we don't have this thing taken care of, wrapped up at the end of October.
Yeah, we're talking to Jim Riley, who you can hear on the Inside the Odyssey app on the Barreled Up podcast. And shameless plug for us, because on Friday on the show, we're going to be talking to Ben Wagner. He's part of the Orioles broadcast team. And this series coming up this week, Orioles, Yankees, your thoughts on this? Is this the opportunity for Baltimore to say, this is our division, we're going to run away and hide with us?
Well, I mean, if they haven't, well, okay, so run away and hide's one thing. They're already making the claim that it's their division. At this point, they've been much better, supremely better over the last couple of weeks and throughout the season. Both teams have you know, established their dominance. Lately, though, it's been all about the Orioles. The Yankees, just their inability to win games, and the Orioles just looking like nothing can slow them down outside of a blip or two. But that's what happens with the Orioles. You see a blip. The Orioles were swept by St. Louis 6-7 weeks ago. They were swept by Houston 2 or 3 weeks ago. But it doesn't turn into a thing. It sort of ends at the end of that series, and then they move on and they go take care of business. They're able to bounce back in a better manner. So it's an amazing series, though. Having the Orioles and the Yankees, two top five teams in all of baseball, going head to head, division rivals like they are. And in the end, it should come down to these two teams in the American League East. This is a popcorn series. This [S2] What? [S1] Is a lock into every moment.
Jim, why aren't more people talking about the Guardians?
It's Cleveland.
Is that it?
It's Cleveland. It's not New York. It's not L.A. It's not Atlanta. Atlanta is such a dominant powerhouse fan base and market. It's strictly because it's Cleveland, and there's not a lot of sexy names there. You know, you've got J-Ram, Jose Ramirez, and you've got Emmanuel Clase. After that, the casual baseball fan can probably only name maybe one more Cleveland Guardian. So the lack of well-known household name star power guys is certainly part of it. But I can tell you, inside, you know, deep inside the baseball circles where you get the stat heads and the stat nerds, I mean, Cleveland is well-respected and well-regarded throughout baseball. It's Cleveland. They don't have the major star power like New York does and L.A. does and Atlanta does. But they are just as big on the field. They are just as good, if not better, than some of those teams.
Yeah, taking a look, we're talking about the teams at the top here. I want to go in reverse in the American League, and I know where your loyalties lie, Jim. But when we're talking about the trade deadline coming up, the A's will be sellers. The Angels probably should be. I don't know if there's anything anybody would want in the White Sox. What are the Toronto Blue Jays going to do here?
So the Toronto Blue Jays, there is new reporting out from Mark Feinsand earlier this morning, talking about how the Blue Jays front office, Ross Atkins, the general manager, is telling other clubs around the league that the Blue Jays are open to trading their players that are free agents at the end of the current season. The word also continues on that they are not interested in trading anybody with control beyond the 2024 season, which applies to Bo Bichette, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Chris Bassitt, Kevin Gausman, all of those names. But the pitchers that they have a starting pitcher, Yusei Kikuchi, who is a free agent. Their catcher, Danny Jansen, who's been there his whole career, is a free agent. Those are all of Kevin Kiermaier, Justin Turner. Those are all of the trade chips that Toronto is now highly likely, as they appear to be ready to wave the white flag. I mean, last night was a perfect example that this is just not your year. Blake Snell, who has been a disaster in six previous starts, had his best start of the year last night. It was his first start in over a month, and the Blue Jays still somehow found a way to put themselves in position to win the game, only to lose it in the bottom of the ninth on a wild pitch. So it's just not their year. They should trade those pieces. And I do think I think Vladdy, they need to invest in and lock him up long-term. Bo is the guy that I'm on record. And until the trade deadline passes, I'm going to continue to push for this. I believe that Bo is a player that Toronto should look to move if they get the right package, but it feels like you're going to have to pick one at some point anyway. And I believe Bo would bring a significant package back that could help you next season.
Jim, is Boston a playoff team?
Yes. Yeah, they're a great team. And you know what's funny? I keep saying this. If the front office had believed in this team like the team believes in the team, Boston might be right up there with Baltimore and New York. Because if you remember, the Red Sox had that whole full throttle fiasco in the offseason, and they basically sat on their hands. They signed Lucas Giolito as a big free agent signing. So, and there were quotes from that ownership that they essentially did not think this was a team that could compete for anything of significance this year. And now here they are. They're pitching. They're hitting. They've got some terrific young talent. They're doing all this without one of their best bats, Tristan Cassis. They've had a ton of injuries this year, and here they are, 10 games over 500. They are a playoff team. Quotes yesterday that it was weird. They have not decided if they are going to buy yet, which is mind-boggling to me. It's July 10th, and you are 10 games over 500. You buy. Yeah. If you're Boston, you buy. You should not still be trying to figure that out or not. That should have been figured out like a month ago. Okay, at July 10th. Or mid-July, if we are 10 games over 500, we're buying. And that's where they're at right now. They should already know what they're going to be doing. And hopefully they do. Maybe what's getting out in the media is just like leverage stuff and trying to control the narrative in their favor. But I hope Boston buys, because they are a playoff team. They are a very good baseball team. And Rafi Devers is having the best season of his career.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Barreled Up Podcast. You're inside the Aussie app. Jim Riley is our guest here in the sports bar. The National League. All right. Not as much suspense, in my opinion. I mean, we could pencil in Philadelphia, certainly, to win the division. Dodgers, certainly. Okay, there's got to be a winner in the division. We'll make it Milwaukee. Atlanta's making the postseason. They're put together a few wins here. They've got a lot of talent still on that team that hasn't lived up to its potential. My question is, of everybody else, who gets in there, the other two wild cards, would you say?
Wow. You know, the wild card situation in the National League is fascinating, isn't it? For those that don't have a computer screen in front of them or are curious, there is a cluster from let's go with St. Louis, 48 wins down to the Cubs, 43 wins. So that's a 5-win difference, and there's like 10 teams in that group, and only two of them make the playoffs. So of the teams that are hanging around, it's amazing because over the last couple of days, the clustered up nature has only gotten even more so with Cincinnati winning a couple of games, Pittsburgh winning a couple of games, Giants keep going back and forth, win-loss. The Diamondbacks got back to .500. Now they've lost a couple of games. So everyone's jumbled in there. I'll say this. I do believe that the Padres have a aggressive enough front office to hang in there and grab one of those wild card spots. So after that, it boils down to the Cardinals, the Mets, the Diamondbacks, the Giants, Pirates, Reds, and Cubs. I believe the two teams that sort of stand out, well, I'll say three teams that stand out, would be St. Louis, Arizona, and San Francisco. Those of those three teams, it's really going to be a matter of who closes the strongest, who gets hot at the right time. Because I don't know if St. Louis, Arizona, San Francisco, if they're good enough to sort of pull away from the pack between now and September. So I think I believe San Diego can get to that point. So I believe at least one of those wild card spots, probably the last one, heading into the last couple of weeks of the season, there's going to be four or five teams, and I would bet money that the Cardinals, D-backs, and Giants are going to be in there because the Giants' pitching is going to get better. They have some injured starters coming off of the IL. So do the Arizona Diamondbacks. And I think the Cardinals are going to be aggressive at the deadline. And right now the Cardinals are up 500, which is big right now. That's a significant advantage over those teams that are on the outside looking in. I don't think the Mets, hate to say it to Mets fans, I don't think this is going to happen. It's fun that they're 45-45. They had the whole Grimace thing. It was fun, but I don't think they're going to last. Pittsburgh, it's fun, but I don't think it's going to last. Cincinnati's just underachieving this year, and the Cubs are just kind of a mess at the moment.
Yeah, you mentioned the Pirates, and we have the All-Star break on the horizon. Gino and I just can't understand why Major League Baseball or why they wouldn't let Paul Skeens start that game just to get more eyeballs on the product. I mean, the kid is just remarkable, and to see him on that stage would be so much fun. Do you think they will, and do you think if they don't, what kind of a mistake are they making if they don't do that?
I think he will have a chance to start the game. It is also going to boil down to his current sort of schedule. If he is going to be starting a game anywhere around the All-Star game, then he's not going to even be eligible to pitch in that thing. Hopefully, I'm actually going to look that up while we're talking, because he's probably the most eye-grabbing, electrifying pitcher easily, player even, to sort of burst onto the stage in a while. So he starts tomorrow against Milwaukee, and then Friday and Saturday. So he will be fully rested. It all lines up. It all completely lines up for him to certainly pitch. Won't have to worry about him starting on like Saturday or Sunday, and then because of that, he can't pitch in the All-Star game. That won't happen. But they should definitely open up the opportunity to him starting. He has been so exciting and so dominant. There's certainly some other National League pitchers that you could make the case for, but Skeens would be a fantastic choice to start the All-Star game. And I hope they make that. I hope they do that. Cause I want Paul Skeens pitching against the guys that were voted in on the American League side. I don't want him pitching in like the fifth inning and then we're starting to rotate guys in and out at that point.
Yeah.
I want him going up against the guys that were voted the most popular players in the American League. That's who I want him pitching against.
Yeah, we would all make sure we tune in right at the beginning because you want to see that bottom of the first there and see him going against the best there. Jim, if there's one sport that I feel they don't listen to their fans, it would be Major League Baseball because I have yet to meet the fan that actually enjoys how they've gone to these ridiculous uniforms here for the All-Star game.
Yeah, uniforms have been a bad, just a bad move all around. Every decision they made for uniforms this year has just been one misstep after the next. I mean, I can't defend it. I can only hope that it is something that gets corrected as we move forward from designs to, I know City Connects can be hot or cold with some people. The actual jerseys themselves this year are a mess. The fabric, the design. Jerseys have just been a really bad PR play. And I got to think, I don't have the numbers for me, I got to think jersey sales are down despite how exciting the product on the field is. I got to think, like, I'm not buying a jersey this year of anything because I don't want to get that design that is the 2024 design that nobody liked. I'm going to wait until 2025 and they have new jerseys out there before I buy a baseball jersey.
Jim, we touched on it a little bit with teams that you think might be buyers at the trade deadline. I wanted to kind of expand on that a little bit. Are there other teams that we haven't discussed yet that should be buyers at the deadline, teams that are sellers, and what names we could be looking at here that could be shifting teams here as we get to the deadline?
So I would say for the buyers, we are looking at, and as far as aggressiveness, expect the Dodgers and the Yankees, the World Series or bust teams, are going to be extremely aggressive. So, you know, consider the New York and LA teams. Baltimore is going to be aggressive. Seattle is desperate for a bat. There's going to be some interesting scenarios to play out with teams that have sort of surprised us and we're kind of curious how deep they would dip into their prospect pool to add players. And I'm specifically thinking of Cleveland, Milwaukee, and Kansas City. And there's all of those fringe teams in the National League that have not really established themselves as a dominant force in the league this year. The teams like we just ran through, all those wild card teams in the National League, the Cubs, the Giants, the Diamondbacks, how much do they buy? Because we don't know where they're going to be at. But they could all come into enter the equation as buyers. And then as far as who, I think the biggest, the two teams that could wind up being have pieces pulled away the most are the Blue Jays, and we talked about the five or six players they could deal, and the Chicago White Sox, because the White Sox have two pitchers, and everybody's interested in them, Garrett Crochet and Eric Fetty. They've got a couple of bats that they could deal. They got a couple of arms they could deal. But it's going to be interesting to see because a lot of the big names that are being rumored about, the Luis Roberts, the Bo Bichettes, the Mason Millers, don't know. We're not certain that they're going to be dealt. But one big name we do feel pretty confident about is Jazz Chisholm down in Miami, that he could be dealt. There's a chance maybe the Rays make some pitchers available. Maybe Randy Arozarena could move. But it's a lot of maybes right now when it comes to the market. The things we're certain on are that the White Sox, the Angels, the Marlins, the A's, they will all be selling. And now the Blue Jays are adding their name into that mix. But there's a lot of talk, too, from like the Ken Rosenthals and the Bob Nightingales that this may not be from a star power sexy name equivalent. This may not be an exciting deadline from that aspect. In the past, we had Juan Soto traded. We've had Justin Verlander. Last year, we had a pretty explosive deadline. The year before, we had an explosive deadline. The experts, the beat writers, are kind of patting down expectations that those big names may stay put, which will be interesting to sort of track and see. I feel like it changes on a daily basis, though. So you got to keep your finger on the pulse, and you got to keep an eye on the MLB trade rumors.
Jim, last one for me, and if I'm projecting, guessing what might be a storyline next week, because if Rob Manfred is going to speak, I'm going to guess that somebody's going to ask him about expansion. Does Rob Manfred open up, knowing now that, okay, Tampa's getting their stadium, and, well, they think they have a plan for the A's, and we've talked about that. Does Rob Manfred actually kind of set the next steps here for expansion, do you think?
I'm going to say I don't think he does. I think he's going to probably play it close to the vest because it's far off. It's a far away situation. There are certainly a lot of options. Austin, San Antonio, Charlotte, Nashville. There has been talk about Mexico City. There's been talk of Montreal. Because there's so many options, and I don't think he will want to go out there and say anything when I'm certain there's nothing final, nothing close to being final. I have a feeling he'll probably give something like the where we're exploring all options and taking a look at it, but nothing firm, nothing has been decided. I think we'll get something along those lines when it comes to anything from the commissioner on expansion.
Jim, the Barreled Up podcast, an Odyssey exclusive. You can hear on the free to download Odyssey app. We love the work that you're doing as well on YouTube with Ball Cap Sports. And we appreciate you giving us some time here back in the 585. Let us know what you're working on here as we get closer to the All-Star break.
Yeah, we're diving into every angle of the trade deadline that we possibly can. Just had Bob Nightingale on the podcast this morning, recorded fresh. It is up now. It is just a couple hours old. So you can go over there and find that. We're taking a close look. I'm reaching out to my contacts and people that I know, other content creators and collaborators that are close to other teams and trying to find out everything we can. And it's all trade deadline. All of the MLB draft is going to grab a little bit of attention here over the next couple of days. But it's all trade deadline. Everywhere you look for me, YouTube and the podcast, it's all trade deadline content.
Great content as always. Jim, thanks for the time. Made us smarter baseball fans. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Jim Riley, the host of the Barreled Up podcast, the free-to-download Odyssey app. You can find his work also with Ball Cap Sports on YouTube. Love talking baseball with Riley. He's got a little 585 in his DNA.
Right.
Spent some time in Rochester. Yeah. Good catching up with him. Baseball season is intriguing, and the young talent that'll be on display at the All-Star game. I know that might be a deterrent for some people just because you don't know all the names. I think it's fun.
So many little things, though, that baseball does wrong, because this is the time when really everything should be right out in front of you. And I'm looking at the schedule and Yankees, Orioles. I'm like, wow, this is the one. Okay, we're going to watch this. Yeah. I'm thinking, did they make this the Sunday night game? Trick question. What is a Sunday night game?
There isn't a Sunday.
There isn't a Sunday night game. Yeah,
we got to make derby on Monday.
Yeah, we got to make sure everybody get.
Yeah. Well, I do like the idea of Skeens, though. Skeens will be rested. If you want to make him your starter for the National League, no excuse.
That should be the call from the commissioner.
Just a no-brainer.
Says do this.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Because how many people, put your hand in the air, have you watched Paul Skeens? I'm guessing no. You've seen highlights, but to actually watch him pitch.
No, he's good. And I want to see him pitch to Judge. I want to see it. I need to, give me Skeens versus the American League's best. I want to see him throw gas.
More than one inning, too.
Yeah.
But give us two.
It'd be fun. It'd be a lot of fun. We'll see if they get it right. If you missed that conversation or you came in late, we'll have the entire thing up for you wherever you get your podcast. You can search out the Sports Bar. And remember, we sound our best in the free-to-download Odyssey app, where with Rewind, you can go back and listen to any part of the show that you may have missed for the next 72 hours. Happy hour next in the Sports Bar, Gino.
Yeah, as we have time for your calls and happy hour as well. Our phone number, 866-4-FAN. That's 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.